Well, it's a real pleasure to say hello again to what feels like an old friend, Abby Pulling. Welcome back to the British F4 Championship.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm very, very happy to be back. Obviously, with Road and Motorsport, they've got a good history, so hopefully I can, you know, help continue that.
You had an interesting time when you were in the Championship a couple of years or more ago. In fact, I think that maybe one of the last times I spoke to you is you had a big off at Donington Park. Do you remember that, down Craner Curves?
No, I don't remember that, actually.
I was watching some video and I remember coming off and you saying, oh, well, there we go. But you've done so much since then, Abby, all over the place. I mean, great experience, your racecraft has developed. You're a different person now, which begs the question, why come back to the series and why now?
Yeah, it's been an incredible couple of years since I've been in the paddock, and I'm very lucky to be able to say that, you know, I've been travelling around and driving all these very cool cars. But the opportunity came up really to do this with Road and Motorsport alongside my F1 Academy campaign, and we just, you know, thought it paired really nicely together. I mean, they are the same car, but they are also, you do drive them very differently. There are some things that make the cars quite different, from the braking to, you know, it's got a bit more torque. So, some little things, but at the end of the day, seat time, and it's been something that I've always been chasing. So yeah, really, really excited to be back in the Championship, and I want to get started, you know. I feel like I've got some unfinished business. So
I was going to say, does that feel like you've got a point to prove?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, how I ended my campaign in 2021 was an awful way to kind of go out and you know, not finish the year and see it through. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to this year, and just, I mean, I know that I'm not going to win the championship or anything, because I'm missing two rounds, you know, two rounds clash with F1 Academy. So it's just about, you know, being there and just learning and seeing what I can, you know, better myself, help the team, obviously win the team's championship, and just, yeah, hopefully bring some pots home.
We've had an interesting day here. I'm looking upwards because I'm just going to see if it's going to start raining again. The session was cut short slightly because the heavens opened, as they say. A wet morning session, dry-ish, pretty much, afternoon session. How did you get on?
Yeah, it's been a very, very mixed conditions today. This morning was pretty good. Didn't quite get the lap time in. We were on slicks by the end, so we didn't quite get the lap time in when the track was best. I made a mistake, and you know, the last lap is the best lap, it's the driest lap, so it's going to be, but it is what it is. It's all just a process, putting it together, and then yeah, this afternoon has been really, really good working with the team, and we're pretty much there or thereabouts, only a tenth off P5. It's very close at the front, but you know, put my sectors together and we could be at the top of the sheet. So that's the main focus, is putting everything together, doing a tidy lap early on, and hopefully, you know, we can put in a good show in when it comes to racing.
Looking at the printouts for times, there's some tidy drivers out there, yourself amongst them. It's looking like very a competitive season ahead.
Yes, definitely. I think it's definitely going to be a hard year. Like I say, I'm excited to be back in this paddock, being against the lads. You know, I've not raced against an all-female grid, which is not a problem at all. But yeah, been racing against an all-female grid for the last 3 years now, so it's nice to be back in this paddock. You know, rubbing elbows with the lads in that, and then the girls in F1 Academy.
Yeah. Have you set yourself, you've already said that you're going to miss two rounds, and so perhaps the championship is beyond reach, which is probably fair comment. Have you set yourself some goals? Have you got an aspiration for say the halfway point of the season?
Yeah, I mean, the rounds that I miss are like the last two rounds, so it's the penultimate and the third to last round. So you can get a pretty good gauge going into the final kind of couple rounds where I would be about. It's when I go into the last round, it's, you know, I'd have missed two races. So yeah, I'd definitely be gutted if I, like, you know, some way go into the end of the season leading, and you know, I have to miss the races. And
oh, that would be cruel, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be so cruel. I'd be heartbroken. But also, I think it would just, you know, if I can be at the front on the points, it will also, you know, I'll be happy because it'll prove, you know, where I can be. But that's all well and good saying it, but you've got to do it.
I'm sure there will be many of your fans out there who watched you when you were in the championship before and have followed your career, who will be delighted to see you back in the championship, and will be queuing up for more autographs on the Saturday sessions.
Oh, I mean, like, when I was in the BTCC paddock in 2021, I had so many people rooting for me. I'll never forget Thruxton, my final race. Like, the people in the stands were like cheering for me, and they were really happy that I got into the lead. And then obviously everything kind of went downhill from there. But it's incredible. I'm really looking forward to them. It's the British crowd in front of home crowd, other than Zandvoort, and I've not had that for a while. So I'm over the moon, and I'm just ready to get. It's going to be quite overwhelming. I think there's going to be a lot of people, but it's part of the fun, and I'm so lucky that I've got their people in my corner.
It's really lovely to see you back. Have a great season.
Thank you very much.